My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, on this 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the readings highlight the link between being chosen by God and being sent as missionaries. The first reading, taken from the book of Exodus, presents before us a very beautiful imagery, an eagle carrying its young on its wings. After they escaped from Egypt, the Israelites gradually made it to the wilderness of the Mount Sinai. Now this wilderness was a desert, and there was little in the desert to sustain life. The Israelites were now completely dependent on Yahweh, who led the nation of Israel just as eagle care for its young one. And he continues to care them and brings them to the promised land where milk and honey flow. Such was his blessing as he chose the people of Israel. In the second reading, taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul highlights the importance of faith in our being reconciled with God. Reconciliation presupposes an estranged relationship. God takes the initiative to restore the relationship by sending his own son with a mission. The son dies for a cause, and with his blood reunites us with God the Father. Paul further highlights the extent of God's love by pointing out Jesus' rather bizarre behavior. He died for sinners, for people who could not appreciate his death, and for people who would time and time again continue to fall into sin, and for people who are waging wars, and for people who are involved in violence. Having been reconciled to God, all humanity is free from the bondage of sin and free to be participants in God's creative movement. The church and its members are called to be channels of reconciliation in the world. In the Gospel, taken from Matthew, we get a closer look into the loving nature of God in the person of Jesus. Jesus sees the harassed and helpless crowds and is filled with pity. He is filled with compassion. Recognizing the need, he chooses and sends out the 12 apostles. We are chosen to be sent. The church too is missionary in its nature, as it participates in and continues the mission of Jesus. Today, I would like to reflect with you two important elements based upon the gospel. The first, the sensitivity of Jesus. Jesus moved with pity. Jesus moved with compassion. Jesus senses a need and responds it by sending out these 12 apostles. Secondly, Jesus, that is something is connected with us, generally which is overlooked. It is the fact that by virtue of our baptism and confirmation, we are all called to be missionaries. We are all sent on mission, just like the 12 apostles were. The apostles were called to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. Though we might not have all these gifts, we still can be missionaries today. Perhaps we cannot cure people physically, but surely we can reach out to people who need someone to talk to, who need someone to spend time with you. And the sick, and especially who need your consoling hand on his or her shoulder when they cry, when they are in depression, We might not be able to raise the dead physically, but surely we can uplift the people emotionally and spiritually by giving them hope and love. Leprosy is curable today, but we still treat people as lepers when we purposely shun them due to their physical appearances or financial status. We are all not exorcists, but definitely we can exorcise the demons of gossip, pride, and hatred from our lives. Unfortunately, quite often we fail to recognize him. Let us spend some time this week reflecting on some of the important events in our life, not only the joyful ones, but also the difficult ones, and ask for the grace to be able to experience the presence of God in those moments. My dear faithful, we in nature are the church, and we are the missionaries. Jesus continues to choose us, and he continues to give us that missionary role to go and proclaim and be compassionate missionaries. Jesus continues to choose popes, bishops, cardinals, priests, deacons, and you all. Within the family, we need to be missionaries. We know how many of our families, children, or sometimes parents have left the Catholic faith and not coming to the church and not following our master. And we need to go out and reach out to them. They may not listen to us at one saying. They may not listen to us just for one time you say, but we need to take time. We need to pray. And Jesus accompanies us in this responsibility to be the missionary. He never abandons us. He is with us. We need to pray. We need to pray for this. And also we need to pray for the priests all over the world, for the increase of vocations where they can be the true missionaries to proclaim the gospel to the people wherever it is in need. And we need to do that right now. It is our responsibility, not only of the bishops, priests, deacons, but each and every one of us have got this responsibility and duty to be missionaries. My friends, go and proclaim, be compassionate missionaries within the family and in your day-to-day lives. Live as a missionary.